Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish concludes our week on God the Son, focusing on what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He is not just a figure in history, not just the Savior of the world, but the Son of God who loved you and gave Himself for you. Our key verse is Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. We have spent this week beholding the glory of the Son, who He is, His role in creation and incarnation, His work in redemption, and His divine authority. But all of that leads us to this final question. What does it mean for me? If the Son is eternal, if He is Creator, Redeemer, and Lord, how do I live in relationship with Him today? Because the truth is this: Christianity is not a religion of cold facts. It is a relationship with the living Son of God. So let's begin with our key verse from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me. Notice how personal this is. Paul doesn't just say Christ died for the world, though that's true, but he says Christ loved me. He gave Himself up for me. That's the heart of relationship with the Son. He is not just Lord of all, He is Lord of you. He didn't just redeem humanity in general, He redeemed you in particular. And when you put your faith in Him, you are united with Him so deeply that Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. His death becomes your death. His life becomes your life. His Spirit dwells within you. That's not religion. That's union. That's relationship. So how do we live this relationship? First, we live in His love. John chapter 15, verses 9 through 10 records Jesus saying, just as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in His love. Do you realize what He just said here? The same love the Father has for the Son is the love that the Son has for you. That's eternal, unchanging, and perfect. And He calls us to remain in that love, to dwell in it, to rest in it, to obey Him because of it. When you wake up in the morning, you can say with confidence, I am loved by the Son of God. Not because of your performance, not because of your record, but because he chose to love you. Second, we live by faith in him. Paul says, "The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God." Faith is not a one-time event. It's not just the moment that you prayed a sinner's prayer. Faith is the daily posture of trusting him, trusting his word, his promises, his presence. It means that when you don't understand, you trust. When you can't see the way forward, you believe. When the world shakes, you cling to him. Faith is not blind. It is anchored in the Son who has already proven his love on the cross and his power in the resurrection. Third, we live in his Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verses 9 through 10 says, "However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness." Did you catch that? The Spirit of Christ dwells in you. The presence of the Son is not far away. He lives in you by his Spirit. That means that you are never alone. That means that you carry his presence into your home, your workplace, and your relationships. That means that you have his strength to resist temptation, his wisdom to make decisions, his comfort in moments of grief. Living in relationship with the Son is walking daily in step with his Spirit. Fourth, we live in obedience to him. In John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Obedience is not about earning his love. It's about responding to it. When you know the Son has loved you and given himself for you, obedience becomes joy, not an obligation. His commands are not chains. They are freedom. To walk with the Son is to submit every part of your life to him, your thoughts, your habits, your words, and your desires. It means you stop living for yourself and start living for him. Fifth, we live in fellowship with him. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and I will dine with him and he with me." That's not a verse written to unbelievers. That is written to a church. And it shows us that Jesus desires daily fellowship with his people. He wants you to open the door of your heart and let him in. He wants to sit with you in prayer, to walk with you in his word, to speak to you through his Spirit. Relationship with the Son is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing communion. Number six, we will live in hope of his return. Chapter 2, verse 13 calls it the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. When you belong to the Son, your eyes are fixed forward. You are waiting, longing, and preparing for the day that he returns. You don't just live in this world. You live in the light of eternity. You live in expectation of seeing him face to face. That hope changes everything. It purifies you. It strengthens you. And it keeps you faithful when the world tries to pull you away. Now let's bring this all together. Because relationship with the Son means that you are loved beyond measure. You are forgiven completely. You are indwelt by His Spirit. You are called to obey Him joyfully. You are invited into fellowship with Him daily, and you are secured in the hope of His coming glory. And this is not abstract theology. This is daily life with Jesus. But let's get practical. What does this look like for you tomorrow morning? It means when you wake up, you begin by acknowledging Him. You say, Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for living in me. Please lead me today. It means opening His Word, not just as a book to study, but as the voice of the one that you love. Say, Lord, speak to me. It means praying, not as religious duty, but as a conversation with the Son who calls you friend. It means that when temptation comes, you remind yourself, I have been crucified with Christ. I don't live for sin anymore. Christ lives within me. It means that when trials come, you remind yourself, my life is not my own. I live by faith in the Son of God, and He is with me. It means when doubts come, you anchor yourself. The Son of God loved me and gave Himself for me. That's unshakable. And here's the beauty. When you live this way, your relationship with the Son transforms every other relationship. It changes how you treat your family. It changes how you love your spouse. It changes how you parent your children. And it changes how you forgive your enemies. Because His love flows through you, His Spirit empowers you, and His example guides you. And let me say this, relationship with the Son is the only way to know the Father. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, no one comes to the Father except through me. You cannot bypass the Son and still know God. To know Him is to know the Father. To reject Him is to reject the Father. To walk with Him is to walk with the God of heaven and earth. That's why this week matters so much. We are not just studying doctrine. We are encountering a person, the living Son of God. Let me close with His own words in John chapter 15, verse 15. I no longer call you slaves, because the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because everything that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Think about that. The eternal Son of God calls you His friend, not because you earned it, not because you deserve it, but because He loved you and gave Himself for you. So here's my challenge to you today. Don't settle for a distant knowledge of Jesus. Don't reduce Him to a figure from history. Live in daily relationship with Him. Walk in His love. Live by faith. Listen to His Spirit. Obey His Word. Fellowship with Him, and wait for His return. That's what it means to live in a relationship with the Son. Now, next week, we will continue our Trinity series by turning our focus to the third person of the Godhead, God the Holy Spirit. We'll see who He is, His role in creation and redemption, his presence in the church, and what it means to live a Spirit-filled life. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our link tree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us next week as we continue diving into God's Word together.